Over the past decade, Australia's wealth has come largely courtesy of the mining industry. Resources make up more than half of all our exports, with iron ore and coal top of the list. But we know the mining boom is over, or certainly on its way out. So what next for Australia's ongoing prosperity? Could services like healthcare one day supplant mining as our biggest export earner? One innovative Australian business is doing its bit to make that happen. ACT-based Aspen Medical has become a global leader in delivering emergency healthcare services in often difficult and remote locations around the world. And last night it was honoured for its achievements at Austrade's Australian Export Awards in Melbourne. Glenn Keyes is Aspen Medical's Managing Director and Co-Founder. He joins us from Melbourne. Glenn Keyes, good morning, welcome and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Fran.
Now, Glenn, as I read about Aspen Medical and what you do in my mind's eye, it operates like a mobile MASH unit, and we all know what MASH looks like, deploying medical services at short notice in difficult conditions. Is that a fair description, a fair comparison?
It's certainly a description of part of the services we provide, where we can go in and set up a primary care, pathology, radiology, dental, emergency response and surgery in very, very short notice in some very remote and hostile environments.
So tell us a bit more about the remote and hostile environments. What sort of places are you deployed to?
Well, we've worked in the highlands of Papua New Guinea, supporting Australian government defence personnel operating there. We've been providing the health services in the Solomon Islands to the Australian government, both the Federal Police and the Defence Force, for almost 9 years. And we were in Timor for about 8 years, providing the same level of services, including supporting Ramos Horta when he was shot in the attempted assassination.
And so you just tell us a little about that. The José Ramos Horta was shot back in 2008 in Dili. It was an assassination attempt. He was taken to what was operating there? What did Aspen have on the ground then?
We had a surgery on the ground there and a full surgical team. He was brought in. He'd taken 3 high-powered bullets to the back. Our surgical team operated for 6 hours non-stop. They removed all the bullets, did a liver resection, put 12 units of Australian soldiers' blood into him, and then we Aeromedical evacuated him back to Darwin, and actually our ambulance took him around to Royal Darwin Hospital.
So when you in some of those places you've described, the PNG Highlands, Solomon's, Timor, not necessarily conflict zones, but hot zones, disaster areas. But beyond that, you also seem to be doing, as I read of what you do, you seem to do a lot of the work that government health departments used to do. For instance, I read that you were employed to clear the UK's 5-year waiting list for dental services. How did you do that?
It was actually surgical services. We moved surgical teams into spare capacity in hospitals across the north of England, and we cleared 5,000 hip and knee replacements and 7,000 minor orthopaedic procedures in 12 months. And we did it through a combination of additional teams, innovative practices, and really, really strong project and risk management.
Okay, so it's about the project management in that case rather than having, you know, masses of surgeons brought in to deal with it. It's about organisation.
It is. It's around organisation and efficiency. You know, typically the hospitals would stop operating at 4 o'clock in the night. Well, that's when we would commence operations and we'd go through to the evening. And if you've been waiting years and years for a minor orthopaedic procedure or cataracts, which we did in Northern Ireland, you're happy to come in at 7 or 8 o'clock at night to get a surgery that you've been waiting years for.
So Northern Ireland, in Britain, the British government, the Australian government, in places like East Timor, PNG and Solomons, which other governments employ you?
Part of the reason we're at the Export Awards is that we're doing work for the US government, UK, Canada, and in the Middle East. And we've also done projects in Africa, in southern Sudan, training some of the health professionals in the newest country in the world there, as well as training UN personnel in Cambodia.
So some of it is about having teams able to work in these kind of hot zones, but a large part of your work seems to, as I mentioned before, be on the back of the trend for governments to outsource more and more of their work to the private sector. Is that fair?
It is, but it's also around a government realising that they're working at a base state and they've got a business as usual to do. And if you've got a surge capacity, such as clearing dental waiting lists or surgery around orthopaedics, that having someone else come in and run that from a start to an end date is a much more efficient way than a government trying to recruit stand-up people and then try to work out how to get rid of them at the end of that project.
It's 17 past 8. We're speaking with Glenn Keyes, who's the Managing Director and co-founder of Aspen Medical. Last night, Aspen Medical won an award at the Australian Export Awards in Melbourne. Glenn, you're a former military man yourself. How did you come up with this idea to form a healthcare business that would and could roam the world?
We were in England looking at what Tony Blair was doing with really revolutionising the healthcare system around trying to completely restructure it. And we could see that they were really looking for someone who would come in with different ideas to the NHS. The NHS is the third largest employer in the world behind the Chinese Army and the Indian Railway. So there's a lot of groupthink on how stuff is done. We could see the way the Australian government work and contracts, particularly defence, and we saw there was a real gap in the market. So Dr. Andrew Walker and I founded Aspen and went into England, and two of our very first jobs were in the UK, clearing surgery waiting lists and helping restructure how surgery was delivered. So we were really born global, if you like, even though we're from Australia.
Born global, nevertheless, exponential growth. I think you're now up to employing 2,200 staff around the world. Are you surprised that an Australian firm has actually cornered this market so comprehensively?
Well, I am in one way and not in another. When you travel around the world, Australian and Australian services are held in high regard. And the fact that we do deliver for Department of Defence, Immigration, Customs, DFAT, and Department of Health and Ageing is held in regard by companies from the UK, the US and the Middle East. They see our health standard as world class and they see those governments as discerning customers, and that gives you an immediate credibility when you walk into the room. And there are Australians everywhere. You bump into them in every city and country in the world, and it's a great network when you get out there.
Good network and particular strength in project management, I think, for some reason. So this was the award you won last night was an Austrade award at these Australian Export Awards. It's all about trying to encourage excellence and reach for Australian exporters. What can other Australian businesses learn from your success as an exporter, Glenn?
I think they can realise that the markets that are overseas are so much bigger than ours. What you need to do is work out what you're doing incredibly well, focus on that, and then find that niche market, that easy door to push open and take it in, where our people are well regarded as hardworking, our products are well regarded, we've got a high standard of governance, and that is respected in the world, and you need to leverage off it. And then finally, you just need to work really, really hard.
Really, really hard?
Yes.
Glenn Keyes, thank you so much for joining us, and again, congratulations.
Thank you so much, friend.
Glenn Keyes is the Managing Director and the co-founder of Aspen Medical, based in the ACT, which last night won the Health and Biotechnology category at the Australian Export Awards in Melbourne. And the Australian Exporter of the Year was Rightship. Rightship is a business which helps exporters get their products safely from one part of the world to another. These awards are an initiative of Austrade and the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and what a great idea they are. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 21 past 8.